the kids ran great. There was some super performances up there. The weather conditions actually turned out to be really good. It rained really hard on Friday, but the course dried up pretty well for Saturday's race. It was cold, but not snowing, which is always a benefit. And some of our kids had some fantastic races. Uriah ran 2 minutes faster this year up there than he did last year. Cole Spurl ran a minute and a half faster than he ran last year. Chase Lister ran 40 seconds faster than he ran. And then on the girls' side, Melanie and Lydia also improved their times from last year. So we had some really good runs by some folks and gave ourselves a chance. And yet Haynes just really came in and really put it to us. Their second fastest runner dropped a minute between regionals and the state race, and that made a big difference. And then their 3-4-5s placed ahead of our 3-4-5s, and they just ran really well. Our kids ran great, but Haynes, they really put it together for the state competition.
Debbie, you're the assistant coach. What would you like to say about state?
I thought it went well. I would think we're blessed by the sunny day because the night before it was pretty windy and rainy. We didn't know what we were going to get the next day. But yeah, it was nice to have the sunshine. I was just thinking about the freshmen that ran. It was their first time on the course. And, you know, state meet can be pretty big. There's a lot more runners and a lot of fast kiddos. So I think that was a neat experience for them to have, you know, to be able to get up there and see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. It was their first state experience.
Yes.
And, you know, looking at the teams now, you're only going to be losing a couple seniors, right?
Yeah, the boys, we lose three seniors. We lose Cole, Noah, and Jack. And on the girls' side, we lose Jolynn and Melanie. Yeah. And Melanie has just been, she's been a stalwart for us for the last 4 years. But so, yeah, we have a potentially a good returning group next year.
Most of them, there's a lot of freshmen and sophomores, it looks like.
Yeah, we've got Alexis and Dee Dee that have really been fun to watch them get so much faster through this year and seeing what they come back. And they're on fire. They love cross country. So they'll be back again too, which is really cool. And then we had Sapphire, that was another freshman. So our junior girls, Maya and Kendra, will be back again, too. So we're really not losing a lot in the girls.
Mm-hmm. So. And then the boys, there's a bunch of sophomores.
Yeah, the sophomores are a big group of our boys, actually.
Super soft. So, I mean,
yeah,
they really...
Super, that's probably a good way to put
it. It's amazing.
That.
And then even with our juniors, we had... Lydia was also a junior, and she was our number five runner this year, and she's just gotten really, really strong over the last 2 months. And
yeah,
she looks light on her feet
see,
and
yeah.
And such a good leader for our team. And then Annie Christensen's another junior who didn't go to state with us, but we hope to have her back next year too. So, and then the freshmen with Dee Dee, Sapphire, and Alexis, we've also got some freshman boys, Wyatt Litster and Malcolm Fry. They didn't travel with us up to state, but they're good athletes and hopefully we'll get them back again next year too. Mm-hmm.
And there's some of them that are extremely dedicated, like Melanie Chase and Uriah Lucas. Both told me that they were running all summer long to prepare for the season because it starts so quickly. How do you get them to do that? Are you talking to them right now about it?
You know, we do talk to them how important it is for the off season to keep training. And I think the kids that really want it choose to do it. So, yeah, I think it really has to come from inside of them. You know, we give them all the tools necessary, but they have to make that choice. And those guys have dedicated themselves fully, so it's fun to see, yeah.
And I think Debbie and I have found that the more you run, the more you enjoy it. And so mm-hmm. some kids who only train for 2 months per year and then they stop and they fall behind and they're out of shape and it's just not as enjoyable when they have to start back up and instead of having that real consistent base. When they start running well and they're successful, then it's fun.